Hello, Mystery Craters. You know, if you are this deep inside the Levitard and Friends universe, that you are regularly checking out Mystery Crate, that our show is a bunch of inside jokes, inside of jokes, inside of jokes, and we don't actually spend a lot of time while we're spoofing sports radio, letting everyone behind the curtain. But right now, if you're listening to this, you're really behind the curtain, because we're only going to explain this once. Me and Mike are only going to explain one time what it is we're about to embark on and why it is we're excited to go from the initial dismay that you heard in my voice and in Mike's voice when you heard that an hour had been taken away from us on the radio. That was not our choice, and we were not happy about it. But it has, like a lot of things during the pandemic, created a situation where, wait a minute, might this actually be good? Is this a spot where we can be different, freer, maybe edgier, a little more dangerous, not quite trapped within the rigidities of the machine? And so we're actually excited about what we're embarking on here. And I want you to understand what it is, because if you're listening to this right now, you're going to have a unique view on what happens August 17th, when we go from 3 hours on terrestrial radio to 2 hours on terrestrial radio, with 1 hour that's just podcast and national, 1 hour that is just local and will involve everybody and will be unpredictable, and a post-game show that you guys have gotten a taste of already and we know you're going to like, because we're just going to let it go there laughing and being silly.
Yeah, I was a little envious, because when the news came down, there was all sorts of excitement around the network for a rejuvenated lineup that featured
less us.
So it was hard to work up the excitement, because, you know, we agreed to do a 3 hour national radio show, and that's not just one less hour of, you know, being on, you know, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. That's also one less hour being on ESPN News and all the stuff that being multi-platform in that fashion gets you. But in the days that that followed that heartbreaking news, because we took it kind of tough.
Well, I'd never suffered what looked publicly like a professional loss. That's why I was asking bosses about, like, is this a demotion? Mm-hmm. And I thought it was strange that they were saying it's not. We want to concentrate on accentuating the digital podcast because it is our future, and you are our biggest digital entity by leaps and bounds.
So on that note, we're going to continue what has been sort of a 15-year pivot to cater towards that digital audience. And I'm really confident.
Goes back to Stugat saving the podcast all those years, all those many years ago.
We have to, the whole, for the people that are new to our show, when we were local, we were putting out a podcast, and it was wildly popular, so much so that it was eating up the radio station's bandwidth, and they literally couldn't afford to continue putting out the podcast in the way that they were. And Stugat secured a sponsor for the podcast, thus saving the podcast. And it leads us to this present day, where Stugat is told, hey, one less hour of the radio show. We have to reel him in and say, no. We have to do stuff for the podcast that you saved. But it really makes all the sense in the world. And I know the national show sounds different by its very nature. Look, they're billboards, they're live reads. It's a part of a day part that's sold nationally by ESPN. I still really enjoy the national show. I like the fact that it's on all these different affiliates. I like the opportunity to be on someone's rental car somewhere in the middle of America, and they could look at their radio and be like, what is this nonsense? I'm a radio kid. It's all I've ever known. I do love that part. But we're fooling ourselves if we call ourselves a radio show over a podcast, because that's really where we're uber popular, despite it not really making much sense, Dan.
Well, much dollars either, which is part of the problem, because one of the things that's been happening around here, so that people understand the evolution, because I want to take you through the entire history of this, okay? When we came over to ESPN, and I did so reluctantly because I don't like change very much, and I liked the gig that we had, the non-negotiable was, Dan, you have to do live reads. I was like the last holdout in journalism of not wanting to do live reads. And even the way they're done now, it's just me sort of tossing them, getting them away from me so that Stugatz can do it. And I don't make anything off of the live reads. Stugatz has been cashing those checks for many, many years, which is why he tolerates being the pinata around here on the live read. So I made that trade in exchange for the deal we got, which was 4 hours of radio. Then through subsequent negotiations, the local hour was something that I was asked to get out of. I did not want to get out of. And then that became non-negotiable as we started the now late Art of Conversation, which lasted fewer shows than any show in the history of television. And a number of things have fallen by the wayside here. And so what ended up happening is I gave back a local hour to do other stuff. The other stuff disappeared. I lost the local hour. So I want to get back in it because it's always meant a lot to me. I want to be talking about Heat playoffs. I want to be doing the Miami stuff because, as I said, I never wanted to leave Miami. But going back even further, we are the reincarnation of Tony Kornheiser's radio show on ESPN. We are the heir to what he was doing a long time ago at ESPN, where it was a little too smart. It was a little too weird. He talked about stuff that wasn't sports. And you see the pull now at ESPN, back to sports, back to sports, back to sports. And one of the things that he did, Mike, way back then is, this was at the advent of the internet. He did a private internet show during commercials where he and his producer would talk to the people who were streaming, and it felt totally renegade. That is the spirit I want to capture with what we're going to be doing now with a freer local hour and a freer podcast-only hour. And so you will be able to see with the pregame to the national show, which is what the local hour and the podcast-only hour will be, and the postgame to the national show, you will actually be able to watch us experience the differences between all of those hours. All of those hours slightly different. You will see us trapped inside the machine from 10 to noon, even as we appreciate the machine. The machine has made us a monster that's available on all of these crazy platforms, on television, on radio, on podcasts. ESPN has allowed us to have so many damn tentacles, and now they can all sound a little bit different.
Yeah, ego hit notwithstanding, I do think that this is a positive, and I'm not trying to sell you on a false bag of goods here, listening audience. I know what the best feedback this show ever got in terms of, like, man, that's the best daily content that you guys put out. And it was a local hour, height of the Big Three stuff, when Dan and Stu would do that local hour, and then we'd do the national show, and there was a stark difference between the two. With this digital-only hour that will show up on your listening device after the local hour, because that's not going away, that's still there, the mutated form that it is now, and Dan covered as to why it became what it was, you get essentially what that used to be, the glory days of the Dan Le Batard show. Dan, Stu, full cast of characters, playing all within their roles, and not bound by the rigidities of live reads and stop sets. They can just go. And while that might just sound like, wait, you guys are just turning on the microphones a little bit, it's going to sound a little different to you. I do want a level of production with it. But yeah, I do feel kind of good about where I stand with those two guys if I just turn on microphones, because they've been doing this for a long time. And if you're listening to this, you're obviously a fan. And I don't doubt that you co-sign on that. So a freer form of the Dan Le Batard show for an hour, in which you get Dan's best stuff, which was always a point of contention.
That's why they took the hour away from me. That's why they took the hour locally away from me, because they were saying, quote unquote, as ridiculous as that sounds, and you should say it with a big laugh on your face because it's absurd. Yes, Dan's best stuff is being wasted early in the show. You guys are getting tired, and it's too much.
I mean, I can understand when, like, the Penn State scandal breaks, but for the most part, that local hour was an oral history of the time Billy the Marlin jumped out of an airplane and lost his head. So I don't really know how that's the best stuff. And I hope, look, we're a personality-driven show, and what you're going to see in that hour is probably a little bit more personality, just because we're not looking at the clock constantly trying to see when there's a break or when we can get Greg Cody on a hard network out. It's looser by design. So the way it'll show up on your phone is local hour, digital only hour, which we'll reveal a name soon on that, because I know digital only hour is not very catchy. and then hour one, hour two, and then a separate episode, which is a post-game show, which hopefully incentivizes you as a digital consumer of our show to be further invested in the national property and just laugh about the show that was. It'll be something light and a nice little recap for you and maybe a table setter for the next day.
I am not going to explain this again. We are not going to explain this again. So if you missed out on this, and many of you who listen to our show in the sticky, loyal way that you do, many of you who aren't listening to this right now are going to fall behind a little bit as some of this happens. I do want the audience to understand a few things, though. We just did a South Beach session, Mike and I did, with Will Cain, and you can hear sort of, I don't know if I'd call it envy, but he knows what it is that makes this show special, and it is a rare chemistry. It'll make us stand out here on August 17th when you see everyone else on the ESPN radio lineup trying to find their footing on chemistry, because some of the shows that have been put together are probably people that wouldn't even talk to each other necessarily if they were in the hallways of Bristol, if we were allowed during a pandemic to be in the hallways. A whole bunch of things have been thrown together, and what you're going to hear here is more of a super rare thing in an entity that has existed for 20 years in a creative space, which is that we all have chemistry with each other. And now you're just going to be getting more of it. You're going to be getting more of it without the confinements of clocks and live reads and language and some of the things that have to polish up this turd for national radio consumption.
Yeah, look, I'm rooting for the network. I really am. But the competitor in me is sort of like, okay, you want to take an hour away from this show and on aggregate throw together a bunch of people in day parts that they haven't been working in. And we're talking about polished professionals. You know, Mike Greenberg knows what he's doing when it comes to radio. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, all right, you want to throw that together on that lineup? I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you with the same stuff that I've been coming at you with for 15 years. Dan and Sue, we're at an advantageous spot because we've been doing this for so long, and we have chemistry that, as you pointed out, you're going to notice other shows trying to develop chemistry, and it makes for an awkward listen at times. That takes time. Thankfully, we put in the time, and it'll result in a freer listening experience for you for an hour a day now.
Our shit works inside of the machine. It's the best place for it. It's how we can make fun of First Take and everything else, just general sports coverage. And what is happening now, specifically on ESPN Radio's lineup as sports return, is a push very strong, which is funny to watch after the what was just happening in the streets of America and how loud it got. A strong push to let's get back to sports.
Yeah, it's not lost on me that this launches, this whole new lineup launches August 17th, and that's when the NBA playoffs start. And it's sort of like, okay, we navigated that hellscape, that charred hellscape in some parts of the country, quite literally charred hellscapes of no sports, where the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz was, you know, kind of essential to what we were doing because they can operate during a pandemic without sports. But now sports comes back, out we're gone, sports.
And
sports.
So I think what I want to share with you, if you're listening now, and again, we're not going to explain this again. Like, this is the secret, and we don't think that executives listen to much of anything that's happening in this podcast.
No one's listening to this. And by the way, I do think the NBA playoffs, in terms of, like, sports with a Z at the end, we do that better than anybody.
We're going to cover that
well. I challenge you, Kellerman.
We're going to cover that very well, because we love our basketball around here. But if you're someone who likes the fact that our garbage, our sewage, part of its appeal is we create these stupid bumper car sparks. There aren't any real dangers here, but there are sparks because we go against the machine. When you follow us with Greenberg, and when the morning show before us is three guys who haven't worked together before, and in their promos, they're saying, we're going to cover, and this is literal, I'm not making this up, it's the radio promo, we're going to bring you sports, and more sports. Like, they're putting the voice on that. What you're going to see before we invariably get fired, kicked out, run off of.
I mean, is this a weird? Are you? Is this a victory speech for someone that just got an hour taken away?
I'm just saying the bumper car sports.
What a weird! Weird brag. They are better at sports than us.
They are better at sports than us, except when we decide to concentrate on sports,
like the NBA playoffs launch week.
August 17th, coming to your radios again. People, don't tell anybody. Keep it your secret. Do not share this. This is information for just you. We're not going to say it anywhere else.
This is high school all over again. I'm more sports than you. And I'm just like meekly saying, well, yeah.
Not during the playoffs. You're not, motherfucker.